What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're talking about the All-Star game there and the things that we would like to bring over. I said, to me, it was the openness. Like, and even with the Guardians, like, let's get Stephen Kwan more out there where it isn't a Guardian social media person, you know, putting the video in front of his face. Like, let's get him here, but let's get him on every outlet that we can, because the dude is a great person, and even though he's a bit of a nerd, I think people would love Stephen Kwan even more. Obviously, Hosey does not love doing media, that's why he's stuck here, but you can't tell me any of the pitchers. I mean, dude, we had Slade Ciccone on the midday show like 2 weeks ago. The dude's got a hell of a personality. He was like a bro, but he was super self-aware and down to earth. It was awesome. Is there anything you would take from this week and put it in the regular season?
I mean, the swing off thing, absolutely not. That can't be something you add to games. I mean, I've always liked the mic'd up thing where they talk to the guys in the booth. And I know they do a little bit of that in games with like outfielders and all that, especially. They do some infielders at times. But like a lot of times during like the ESPN broadcast, they've kind of brought that in. I don't know, like if there was a way to do more of that, sure. But I also understand you don't want it to like completely interfere with the game. Baseball's unique in that like you can get away with doing something like that. You could never have like, hey, let's talk to Joel Batonio while he's down there on the field. Hey, Joel, what do you think about this Steelers defensive line in front of you? And then he's like, hold on, guys. You just hear a bunch of grunting in the microphone.
Oh, I want to hear that. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Dudes being dudes in the trenches. Nitty gritty football.
Yeah.
But get no, up there. I guess I would say like the mic'd up thing, more of that is good for the game. And that goes back to what we talked about, like marketing the game more, getting these players more recognized, getting them to be marketed better where people kind of they can relate to the stars. Everyone's talking about this Kershaw clip because like they thought it was like this must-see moment of the All-Star weekend where it was just kind of like this fun exchange, and the more these guys are relatable, I kind of feel like, you know what the mic'd up thing sort of reminds me of? You know, I don't know how much you actually watch golf, but do you know like Bryson DeChambeau's whole bit?
Yeah.
Where like he like really rebranded himself, and a lot of it was just like because he was on TikTok and doing goofy stuff. Like, how many shots do I need to make a ball on this par four hole with like a nightstick? Like, he's just trying random different things. Like, it's that type of stuff. The mic'd up thing almost has that feel to it for me, where it's like a really easy clip for somebody, the younger generation, to consume, where they're like scrolling through TikTok and it's out there and you see this guy who's like, hey, I'm about to throw this pitch, but yeah, I was watching some, I saw Superman over the weekend. I thought it was a great movie. And they're just like having fun with it.
So you know they'll never let that happen. But in between innings, hey, in the third inning, we're going to check in with Gavin Williams, mid-start. That is something you could do. Yeah. Or hey, Kwan doesn't bat for another two innings unless they get hot. We're gonna talk with him in between innings where he's not gonna hit. Like, those are things you could conceivably do. I know they do a little bit with like Stephen Vogt. They'll do it with like players who aren't playing that day. I think you can build that, and not just that, But find ways to get guys their own YouTube channels and let them build that. I think stop restricting those paths is a huge thing. 216-474-0092. If you could take one thing you liked from the All-Star week here that baseball did and bring it to the regular season, what would it be? Chris in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Pretty good, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I tell you, I love the All-Star game. A couple quick takes. I honestly think that Scooble and Raleigh were annoyed being talked to during the first inning.
Scooble 100% was. He was in no mood.
I could tell they could not build chemistry because they're trying to get a groove going, and they got people talking to them. And I could just tell that it was not working for them, and they gave up 2 runs. You know. The other thing, too, I know it was predetermined, but the best thing that would have put a ribbon on that game was to have Ohtani and Judge doing the home run battle.
I know. And Chris, we appreciate the call, buddy. I've seen people criticize them for the allegations they left early. Guys, it's an All-Star game. They have 1 or 2 days off after this. They gave you multiple days in a row. It's really okay. But I agree, it would have been awesome if it was Ohtani versus Judge. I mean, still, well, Schwarber did a pretty damn good job. He filled in just fine.
But the whole thing with that was like that was set beforehand. Like the managers had to set that beforehand. So what I find kind of funny is the fact that
flying close to the sun there, kid.
What I find kind of funny is the fact that we got to experience every fan base collectively thinking Aaron Boone is an idiot of a manager. Because he didn't set his swing off like lineup the way that most people would, because he was simply trying to let those guys that would have been like the guys like Aaron Judge would have obviously been in it, and he let Aaron Judge go early because okay, Aaron Judge doesn't need to be here this entire time. So I found that kind of funny that like because he made the decision to do that, it actually came back to just let everybody experience what I think Yankees fans also experience with Aaron Boone, is that he's a walking headache of a manager at times. So I thought that was kind of fun. But that's just my perspective because I'm a Red Sox fan.
Mac, do we have the ESPN LA audio that I asked for earlier? Sorry, we have to do this on air here. All right, so we're going to get to something here in a second because we are talking about the All-Star game there and what you would bring into it. But one of the big talking points is what do the Guardians do at the deadline? And so we've got Stephen Kwan. Is he available? Manuel Clase, is he available? ESPN LA, we know some. Lindsay Baseball used to work here, is one of their great producers. We've had Scott Kaplan on, George Sedano. That's their afternoon show. I think this is either their morning show or their midday show. They are thirsting, right? what was the term that we use off the air? For excitableness now?
Gooning,
yes. They are gooning for Stephen Kwan and Emmanuel Clase. Here's their trade proposal.
What if I told you there was a deal that had been whispered about with Emmanuel Clase and Stephen Kwan from the Cleveland Guardians?
Tell me more.
Here's what it may cost you going back the other way. Justin Robleski, Ben Kasperius, Josue DePaula, and one more prospect.
Oh, geez.
4 guys.
Wait a minute. There is no way the Guardians are taking that deal. Where'd you hear this?
I know things.
You have to put rushing in that deal. You might even have to put Dustin May
in
that deal.
Can we interest them in Dustin May, who is a walkaway free agent this year?
So why would the Guardians do that?
Because they want to get younger.
But those guys are young. Clase and Kwan
not so much, but Kwan's on the younger side.
They're both under 30, right?
Starting pitching in particular, you'd get 2 of them.
Yep.
In this situation, you'd get Robleski and Kasperius. Josue DePaula could be a big deal.
I find that hard to believe that Cleveland would do that deal, but I love who you're going after, and I would be willing to put Haesung Kim in that deal.
I don't know who that last guy is, but it sounds great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So listen, okay, in fairness, I like that they're thinking this way because the Dodgers have kind of done the big trades. This would be one of the biggest trades they've made, and you could argue this is as big, if not bigger, than the Mookie Betts one. I just think, like, in tradio in the moment of like, hey, what if we give you four pieces that really aren't that great? Like, Josue De Paula is like 4 years away from the big leagues. And like two starting pitchers, and oh my, we'll throw, you know, for you, we're going to give you Dustin May, who's in his last year of his deal. He'll be a free agent at the end of the year. Well, why wouldn't I do this? Like, I love, okay, so I love that they're talking about this because that is a team that should be talking about this. If you put Kwan and Class A on that team, I mean, they're already going to win the World Series. They might win the next 12 World Series. Stephen Kwan in front of Mookie Betts in Shohei Ohtani would just be nauseating for the other 29 teams in baseball. But if you're going to take my two best players, can you not be like, I don't know if I can do this. They're prospects, Jack. All right, you're the Dodgers. You should give zero bleeps about prospects. All right, you should say, oh, I get an elite closer, an elite leadoff hitter with 2.5 years, so three playoffs of control. Yeah, okay. Do you want all of our top 10? I mean, you got a little chintzy there. We respect our cohorts in LA, but you got way chintzy. All right, you're trying to give me, you're trying to give me Byron Buxton prices for Stephen Kwan and Emmanuel Clase? You better come correct. I felt like I broed him.
What I kind of find funny about your stance here is that you spent last
is it
week.
I'm fat.
You no, that is funny, but that's not what no. I was thinking. The UK last week you were banging the drum for why you think Stephen Kwan isn't as valuable as some may think in terms of they shouldn't pay him.
No, to the Guardians.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
as opposed to other teams.
But I'm saying if you think that he's not that valuable for a team like the Guardians that doesn't have any bats in its lineup already, then don't you think other teams are going to punch holes and like, well, he only does these things. So no, that's my point.
The reason being is this is specific to the Guardians and what, like, to you better be a five-tool player if you're going to get $20 to $25 million from the Cleveland Guardians, who are already spending as much as they're ever going to spend on a player in Jose Ramirez. So it's not just about Steven's value. It's Steven's value plus Jose already being under contract. If you're the Dodgers, I mean, they're paying like Teoscar Hernandez like $25 to $30 million a year. And by the way, really nice player.
Yeah.
But like, he's Teoscar Hernandez. He is the epitome of like a one or two tool guy.
They're the definition of just throwing money at a problem for sure.
I just thought Dustin May's ERA is 4.96. Kasperius is ERA is 4.45, and he's got three starts this year. Most of his appeal, like, I feel like Judge Judy. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, right? I can't. Like, we got a guy with like a 6.7 ERA, but you know what? He's under control for the next 4 years.
I think
he's yours if you want him.
I think Dustin May was like just a throw in anyway, but no, regardless, like. So I actually heard this trade, and I thought it made some sense in terms of like what the Guardians are looking for. Like, I'm not saying that they don't maybe ask for more, because here's the thing. The Guardians rarely get fleeced in any deals that they make, especially when they're selling somebody.
Except for Junior Caminero or Diaz.
But like when they're trading guys before their arbitration's completely up and they're sort of getting out before they have to pay them, they rarely don't get back a return that they find immensely valuable. And then you get players that are contributing, you know, pretty quickly at the major league level. But when I saw this deal, I was like, listen, for what the Guardians are going to look for, they love getting pitching prospects. They love getting pitchers who are young that they can turn into something. So the two pitchers, the in this deal.
You need pitching right now?
No, but they just traded. They every time they make a trade, it seems like they trade for pitching.
Yeah,
they
traded. This time trade for an offensive player.
Well, but that's
somebody that could hit.
That's where
I'd like one of those. Actually, I'd like three or four of those.
But
if
that's
we got
where
him.
That's where DePaulo comes in, because he's the Dodgers star prospect. From now. He is also his ETA, and I know it's an estimation, but he's supposed to be up like in the next 2 years. That's not 4 years.
Wait, isn't he at high A?
Right now, yeah, but they're saying that they think he's going to be good enough that he's up sooner. That's all I'm saying.
Who's
okay,
they?
Okay, I mean, just the people who analyze baseball teams and the prospects.
Is it ESPN LA? Are you angling for a gig?
The people who put together the prospect rankings.
Are you on the take from
ESPN
LA?
If you're trying to make me have like a cold stone, cold hard take on
it's a crap package.
Jose DePaulo.
Oh, I'm sorry, you need to.
I don't think it's that bad.
By the way,
though.
I think it's Jose.
Especially,
it's a crap package.
I don't think it's as bad as you're making it out to be.
It's two pitchers who are not going to be frontline starters, and a guy who, by the way, they say 2 years away in Cleveland. That probably means 4 years away.
So the kicker for me is Dalton Rushing. If Dalton Rushing's part of this deal, I think that it'd be hard to turn down that what they are proposing. I do, because what is one of the biggest complaints with this team? They don't have a catcher that can hit. Dalton Rushing was their top prospect up until he got called up again, I guess, these last two years.
You're on the take.
Wait, what?
You're on the take. ESPN LA is paying you under the table to co-sign.
If ESPN LA or whatever was paying me under the table, I wouldn't be here.
I'm
part-time at 92 to the Fan.
Yeah, okay, but that's how you're able to be here. Everyone knows it. You're on the take. But here's the thing. If you're trading Class A, that'll be two top 100 prospects and then something. If you're trading Stephen Kwan, that'll be two top 100 prospects and then something. So the idea that you get a trade and you get two top 100 prospects, cool, yeah. All right, I'm going to pay Honda Civic prices for that Lamborghini. Cool. Sounds like a good deal to me.
Listen, I'm not saying the deal was totally perfect, but I think that the starting parameters of like when the Guardians make trades, and listen, you can say they don't need pitching. They trade for a lot of pitching. They get back a lot of pitching because they know they can develop pitching.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. They know they can develop it.
Yes.
They need to go find, they need to import some offense.
Yeah, and yet they still ignore that every...
you're backpedaling.
They have needed batting for years.
Because I've called you out on being on the take on ESPN LA.
They have needed
batting. Now you're backpedaling.
They have needed hitters for years, Nick, and then they're still going out here. They just traded for Slade Ciccone.
Well, yeah, no. That you're talking about what happened in the offseason because they were trying to rebuild their rotation. It's rebuilt. Like when Bieber comes back, you're kicking somebody out who's a legitimate starting pitcher. I'm cool with the starting pitching. Give me a damn hitter. Give me three hitters. Give me four hitters. Like
they were trying to rebuild.
You know what this is?
They were trying to rebuild their rotation with most of the same guys that were in it last year. Gavin Williams, Logan Allen's getting a lot of run.
They didn't trade for Luis Ortiz, Slade Ciccone, and sign Shane Bieber and John Means.
And you have Bieber coming back. That's four guys that were supposed to be in the rotation last year.
Yeah, no, but they signed two guys in free agency, Bieber and Means, and then they traded for two guys. Your rotation's built. You're good. Go get some damn hitting.
You know what
hitting.
Else you could have done?
Do you want to hit 150?
You know what else you could have done when you traded a batter?
You
want to
have 12 home runs next year?
You know what else you could have done when you traded a batter in the offseason in Josh Naylor is get back a batter. You added another pitcher where you also could have signed
Now we got to compound it by doing another equally dumb thing? I'm doing like the Trump hands again. You've upset me.
Equally dumb thing.
You and ESPN LA, you've upset me. China. 216-474-0092. Are you shilling for ESPN LA like Spencer, or do you hold out more if they trade Stephen Kwan, Class A, quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.